So, of course, the cruise was a Christmas cruise. So a lot of people were dressed up and everything. And there was a guy who had kind of this, I mean, he looked like Mel Torme as Santa. He had the whole velvet kind of, he ensconced himself in velvet like George Costanza. And then he had these huge jingle bells on his feet. And he went with us on the excursion on the pontoon. And even his wife, I'm sure, was annoyed by the bells by at some point.
Right.
Maybe she liked it because she knew when he was coming so she could run away.
Well, that's enough. You know,
somebody called him sexy Santa.
Oh, yeah.
With those bells. I don't know. How did the almanac do while I wasn't here? Did you guys maintain our average length of 22 minutes, 5.5 seconds?
Oh, no, it was shorter than that. Most instances were shorter than that.
All right. Well,
probably we'll more average. in the 18, 19 range.
We'll get that average back up now that I'm back here in the saddle. We do have some almanac salutes today.
Lousy show-offs.
Look, it's Jimmy Carter. Could you build us a house, President Carter? We can't go back to ours.
I'm sorry. These are for the truly needy.
Yeah, get your own habitat.
Come on, Carter. Build us a house, you lazy bum.
You have offended me, sir. I challenge you to come back here. Why, you yellow belly?
Jimmy Carter was not even close to being a lazy bum. 100 years old, our longest living president. No stranger to making headlines. Now, his presidency was less than memorable. He had high inflation. The Iran-Contra, it was kind of the malaise days of Jimmy Carter. And then he got boat raced by Ronald Reagan in a landslide. Right. Still, I think, you know, time softens our view on some of those things. You know, did I say Iran-Contra? I didn't mean that. The Iran hostages.
Right.
And the American hostages that were taken and they failed rescue attempt, but he did get Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat to show up at Camp David for the Camp David Accords. That was something.
Yeah, it was. He had some, like you say, he had some highlights.
Right.
Came in at a difficult time. Overall, you know, he was certainly, I think, a quality stand-up guy, good president, but he just, yeah, things didn't really, you know, there was nothing earth-shattering, it seemed like, about his presidency.
He had to deal with his brother, Billy.
Right.
Did you know he was naval officer, a nuclear engineer, a nuclear research facility in Canada, suffered a partial meltdown, leaving more than 1 million gallons of contaminated radioactive wastewater flooding the basement.
Oh, boy.
And Jimmy Carter was there. He said he saw a UFO.
Oh.
Back in 1969. And he is dead at the age of 100. So we salute you, Jimmy Carter. Rosalind just passed away last year in November. Lived to be 96. They were married for 77 years.
Wow. That's a good run.
Yes.
Do we have another almanac salute?
We have two more, in fact.
Okay.
Did you do any? Did you do Ricky Henderson, at least?
I did mention it, but okay. I didn't pull up any audio.
All right.
Maybe I did. I can't remember.
That's all right.
Last
you don't
week
need to
was
remember.
A blur.
We do not demand that of you.
Yeah.
Early to rise. Early to bed. And in between, I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head.
Linda Lavin,
TV
Alice.
TV theme time,
yes.
basically.
So she sang her own intro, and we know the kind of respect that that garners.
Right, for sure.
From the Almanac staff.
Yeah, there's a new girl in town, and she's looking.
Stow it, Blondie.
There's a fresh.
Mel Sharple's making an appearance this morning, Neil.
Never a bad thing.
No. So she was Alice, Linda Lavin, singer, actress. She just passed away. She was most recently in the most recent version season of Fargo, which is on FX, the TV show. Linda Lavin won a Tony, so she can sing, obviously.
Right.
70s sitcom icon, 87 years old, recently was diagnosed with lung cancer, and she has passed away. What I loved about the Alice theme is that they basically had the same theme music-wise, but they changed the lyrics like a number of times during the run of the show.
Huh.
And I love the end of this one. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh,
there
nice.
You go. Bum, 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 bum. So there's Linda Lavin, now gone but not forgotten. And one more.
Throughout our country's history, Thanksgiving has conveyed warm thoughts of family and togetherness, and yes, turkey with all the trimming. Hi, everyone. Greg Gumbel along with Phil Sims. Happy Thanksgiving Day to you and yours from all of us.
He's Greg Gumbel.
One of the good guys, for
selection,
sure.
Selection Sunday just isn't the same without him.
Nope.
Listing off the NCAA field of, what do they have, 85 now?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Greg Gumbel, age of 78. His family made the announcement on Friday. He had been battling cancer.
Yes.
And Greg Gumbel, his older brother, is Brian Gumbel. As you know,
and,
Neil.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And Bryant also started in sports before transitioning to more news and Today Show and that. But, boy, it was Bryant, one of the most respected and loved. Boy, there were some very touching tributes over the weekend to the great man that he was, and outstanding broadcaster.
Greg Gumbel, 78. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. Yep. Monday, December 30th, Edwin Hubble, this date, 1924, announced the existence of other galactic systems. So you wonder why we have a space telescope named after Edwin Hubble. This is the reason right here.
Yeah.
This is why.
He was ahead of his time.
He was, back in 1924, 1953. The first color TV sets went on sale. Neil, any guess how much they cost?
Probably, you know, a couple grand. I mean, that was a ton of money.
$1,200.
Well, in today's dollars, it's, you know,
1953. I could do the math. I've got the app somewhere on my phone where you can take 1 year's dollars and put them into this year's dollars.
Okay.
And, you know, based on inflation, cost of living, the whole thing, who's in the Oval. You know, it's all these factors that go into
$1,200 in 53 was a pile.
Yes. It certainly was. There, I'm going to ask my phone. How much is $1,200 in 1953 in today's dollars? Let's see if I get an answer here. $1,200 in 1953 is equivalent in purchasing power. You had been buying TVs for today's dollars, $14,179.
Now you can get a 80-inch for about $500.
Yeah. Wow. That was a quick answer. Okay. Thank you, AI.
Thank you, AI. We do appreciate that.
That was a state in 53. The John F. Kennedy half dollar authorized by Congress in 63.
I still got a bunch of those.
That was the closest we got to a manhole cover for a coin. Because you talk about, you know, your thing, you throw quarters around like they're manhole covers. You know, I'm chintzy, I'm cheap. Hey, I went virgin. On the Virgin Voyages. Yeah. I could have gone Carnival. If I'm cheap, I'm going Carnival.
Right on.
But anyway, so that was this date in 1963. It's nice to have those around. Plus, it gave you a little, kind of little weight in your pocket there.
Yeah. I use them for ball markers during scrambles.
Very nice.
When, you know, when it's not so, you get away with it.
And now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain.
Old Blue Eyes, there he is. He has suits that make Sinatra look like a hobo. Frank Sinatra first recorded My Way. Lyrics were written by the great Paul Anka. They took a French song. The melody is French. And then Paul Anka, wasn't it Paul Anka? Didn't he also write the Tonight Show theme? I mean, the man's very, very, very talented.
Yeah.
You're having my baby. Paul Anka, My Way, Frank Sinatra first recorded. Might be a signature tune. He has had a lot of songs. Obviously, New York, New York. It's the song we played at the XL Energy Center. We were saying goodbye to Lou Nanny at the state hockey tournament. And
he's special, to say the least.
Yeah, he bit off more than he could chew. My Way.
Right. That's great.
How about in 78?
Schleister looks at Donnelly. Throws it short. It's intercepted. Charlie Bauman, the middle guard, intercepted it. Leister looked into the middle of the short man, and he threw it right in Bauman's hands. The first turnover by Ohio State. And we got a big fight going on.
Yeah, and what started that fight? Oh, Nelly. Woody Hayes punched a player, Charlie Bauman, the man who made the interception. He was very upset about that. Maybe you should punch your quarterback.
Right? He threw it right to him.
It's Arch Schlichter, who, of course, was a bust in the NFL.
Yes.
Good college quarterback.
Yes, he was.
It was a Clemson, Ohio State Gator Bowl. And then he was fired this date. So the day yesterday was the anniversary of the punch.
Yeah.
And he just punched him. I mean, he knows where to punch a football player. Too many guys punch each other in the face mask.
Right.
That's only hurting the guy doing the punching.
Correct.
He punched him right in the neck, just to the right of the Adam's apple.
Yeah.
It's
a cheap shot.
Woody Hayes fired this state at The Ohio State University. One of the more infamous incidents in college football. 1999.
At 3:30 a.m. this morning, police were called to Friars Park, the home of George Harrison. George and his wife Olivia had both been injured in an incident. They were taken to Royal Berkshire Hospital, where they're currently receiving treatment, and their condition is described as stable. A 33-year-old man from Liverpool has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. He has been treated at John Radcliffe Hospital for injuries he received, and he is now at St. Aldate's Police Station in Oxford, where he'll be questioned later.
All right, so George Harrison and wife attacked this date. George Harrison was stabbed in the chest 4 times.
Jeez.
1999.
Ridiculous.
They were able to subdue him.
Yeah. I hope he's still in jail or dead.
Right. 2011.
And the South Pacific island nation of Samoa is about to perform a magic trick. It's going to make a whole day disappear. At midnight tonight, its calendar will not change to Friday, but to Saturday, December 31st. Samoa wants to be west of the international dateline to align its calendar with trading partners like Australia.
It's all about the international dateline, Neil.
That is crazy.
Are you a bigger fan of the international dateline, or are you more of a prime meridian guy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can waffle,
yeah,
but probably prime meridian.
And let's remember here today.
What year was
Hello,
that again?
I'm
I don't know. It was a few years ago.
Okay, good. Okay.
Wawa. And welcome to Baba Wawa at Lodge. We are indeed lucky to have as our guest tonight the greatly respected and world-renowned creator of shuttle diplomacy. Sometimes controversial, but to my mind, a really regular guy. Secretary of State, Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Barbara Walters passed away at the age of 93 2 years ago today.
Oh, my.
Neil, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Yeah, a weeping willow, probably.
But, oh, well, that's, you like those because those are the worst trees when it comes to golfing.
They are.
They just swallow your ball up. I don't know how many balls I've lost in weeping willows.
It's terrible.
Because it's just so much more coverage area than your normal tree, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, pine trees at least get narrow at the top, so if you hit the ball high, there's less tree to hit.
That is
Think
true.
About that for a moment. We have birthdays now.
He did it. Sandy Koufax gets his 10th strikeout, his second consecutive shutout of the Twins. On Monday, on a four-hitter. Today, on a three-hitter. Every pitcher, of course, likes to finish a game with a strikeout.
Sandy Koufax, called by Ray Scott.
There yeah, the great Ray Scott.
65 World Series. Sandy Koufax, one of the best, had a short career. Really?
Yes.
Right?
He did. Like 9 years or
he was
10
inducted,
years.
Inducted into the Hall of Fame when he was 36. He's 89 today. Didn't he have to skip some games because he was Jewish?
Yeah, we wouldn't pitch on Sundays.
On the Sabbath, yes.
On the Sabbath.
Or Saturday. Isn't the Sabbath Saturday
for Jewish?
I don't know. I have to look into
I'd
it.
Have to look that
I'm
up,
not
yeah.
as up to date on that as I used to be. Sandy Koufax is 89.
So kiss me and
the other thing about that, you watch the video of that. I love how it's just a subdued celebration, basically a little hugging.
Right.
And then they shake their hands, and then they go to the dugout, and then they celebrate in the locker room. It's a little different now.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Know your Peter, Paul, and Mary. Mary. Who is it today? We know it's not Mary. She has passed.
No,
so it's either Paul Stuckey or Peter Yarrow.
I'm going to say Paul Stuckey.
It is Paul Stuckey. 87 today. More music. There was a group that did a semi-good remake of this. I can't was it 10,000 Maniacs, Neil? Because this is Patti Smith.
I don't know.
The Patti Smith group. 78 today. And Because the Night.
The tightest trees that hide away from you to every.
He's the guy who gave us the Electric Light Orchestra. And we're all better for it. One of my favorite bands. Saw them at the XL Energy Center. Excellent. The factor they were able to mix in some of the strings and the cello. The cello especially. Jeff Lynne, 77, country artist today.
Cinderella.
Susie Boggess, don't call her bogus, although many new to the country music radio scene have called her bogus.
She's great.
She's far from bogus.
No, she's awesome. We've had her on a couple times.
What's worse, calling Susie Boggess Susie Bogus or the song by Tracy Lawrence, Elvis? What's worse?
We've had them both. Different people, but had them both.
Or, of course, Lefty Frizzle was a good one.
Yes, that's another dandy.
Okay, Susie Boggess. Happy birthday today, 68.
And welcome to today on this Monday morning, a very special Monday morning for our friend Matt Lauer. So how did that sound? You want to hear it again? One more time, let's hear it.
Go ahead, play it back, can you?
This is Today with Katie Couric and Matt Lauer.
That's your
first day on the Today Show. He had kind of filled in several times. It is his first official time as the full-time co-host there. On the Today Show with Katie Couric, Matt Lauer, 67. He left the Today Show in disgrace.
Yes, as you know, Neil,
and made unwanted advancements. many of them to Willard Scott. Unfortunately, 67 for Matt Lauer.
And I don't listen to the guys who say that you bet for me.
He acted poorly. He just did.
He did.
Because they don't know about us.
Tracy Ullman. Most people know her as an actress and comedian, but she had this was a hit that she had.
They say we're crazy, but I just don't care.
Yeah, that's a good song.
It's called They Don't Know, and she's Tracy Ullman. Of course, we can thank her for The Simpsons that we heard earlier.
Right.
65. Hollywood Madam, Heidi Fleiss. Neil, you know what it means to be a madam?
I think so.
You live in Albertville. Is there an Albertville madam?
I haven't met her.
We're on speed dial.
Right.
Heidi Fleiss, 59. Tiger Woods.
Well, it's just my glutes are shutting off, and then they don't activate, and then hence, you know, it goes in my lower back. So I tried to activate my glutes as best I could in between, but they never stayed activated.
Still the greatest. Is he the greatest golfer? It's between him and Jack.
Yeah. Boy, that's a toss-up.
His son made some highlights. His son had a hole-in-one.
Yeah. That tournament is so much fun to watch, that father-son or father-daughter.
They do a nice job.
Dad-daughter. So it was good.
Tiger's almost eligible for the senior tour. I doubt he'll play on that.
Probably not.
PGA Champions, 49.
He looked pretty good in that tournament. This year.
Krasinski drives one deep in the right field. Dye going back. This ball is gone. A home run! Onto the top of the scoreboard, and that is a home run. A.J. Pierzynski has given them two more runs.
Remember that home run against the A's? Pretty much put the Twins in the American League Championship Series.
A.J. was the guy you love to have him on your team. You hated him when he was an opponent.
Yeah.
And then he did some good work on TV.
Rapper of the day. Yeah, and he's still on TV now. He's got a show on ESPN.
Oh, he does?
No, it's on FanDuel. That's what it's on FanDuel. He's sitting in his living room. Our rapper of the day, Yella Wolf is our rapper of the day, 45.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
That clip right there is one reason why LeBron will never be Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan must have been sitting back watching that and just going, come on.
Who
the whole announcement thing? He thought you are.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
he thought he's bigger than the game.
Bigger than the game, LeBron. I like the ad with Kevin Hart where it goes, "They want somebody who can run the 40, not somebody who is 40."
Right,
LeBron.
Good butterscotch candy. Yeah.
Hand it to him. You know, he's won NBA championships, and the whole thing trying to force his son on the team though, that rubs me the wrong way.
Absolutely,
doesn't it? So he's 40. 40 today for LeBron.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. We got a pretty good list today. He gave us Coca-Cola. You like your Coke, your Diet Coke, your Coke Zero, your Cherry Coke.
Yeah, but he didn't invent it. He bought it
classic.
He bought it from the pharmacist.
Yes.
And he ripped them off.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Took them to the cleaners.
Took them to the cleaners.
Nice. Well, he made a lot of money off of it. Asa Griggs Candler. Coca-Cola founder, born on this day in 1851. Do you remember when there was a Patrick Division in the National Hockey League? That was Lester Patrick, Hall of Famer, 1883. First audio, radio, and television host. Here she is, Miss America, the guy, Burt Parks.
Miss America. Your ideal, the dream of...
It's pretty iconic right there.
It is really good. Burt Parks was so good at that. Sounded great and did a nice job. Radio and television host Burt Parks, 1914. The actress Joanne Fleet, she was in Cool Hand Luke, East of Eden, some other movies, 1914. One of my favorite TV themes, one of my favorite TV shows growing up was Hawaii Five-O, and the guy who was in charge was Jack Lord. He was Steve McGarrett.
Maybe he was a lucky one. His troubles are over. Book him down on murder one. Two counts.
Two counts. Murder one, Neil.
Yeah, book him, Dano. Not one, but two counts there. The great Jack Lord, born on this day, 1920. Some singers now. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, we have two. The first of which is Bo Diddley, 1928.
Don't let him inside, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine,
it's the Diddley beat.
He gonna take it.
How about Bo Diddley right there? He didn't know Diddley. Bo knew Diddley, 1928. Country singer Skeeter Davis, 1931.
Why is the sun gone shining?
This is iconic as
Why
well.
Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know?
She had so country good. Hits. She's crossover.
Yeah. She can do it all. Skeeter Davis, born on this day, 1931. What about Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Del Shannon, 1934?
Hats off to Larry. He broke your heart.
Everybody knows Runaway, Del Shannon, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Why not hats off to Larry today on the Almanac?
He told you lies. Oh, it's your turn. Larry said goodbye to you.
Hats off to Larry. Larry's ball.
Why not? There you go. Del Shannon, 1934. Now we have not one, but two of the founding and members of the Monkees. Michael Nesmith, 1942, and Davy Jones, lead singer, 1945.
Take the last train of Foxville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be...
Some Monkees.
Oh, for sure.
Made your reservation.
Now, Michael Nesmith was the guy who wore the stocking hat all the time.
Yes. Wrote some songs. He wrote Different Drum, Linda Ronstadt and Stone Ponies. He wrote that.
So there they are, the Monkees and Nesmith and Jones, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Did your staff forget any while I was gone?
Oddly enough, we didn't.
That's kind of funny.
Right.
I don't know, Dr. Harley. I think I'm making some progress.
You are?
I think I'm overcoming my agoraphobia.
I didn't even know you had a fear of open places.
Open places?
Agoraphobia is a fear of open places.
Oh, I thought it was a fear of agricultural products.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, wheat doesn't scare me anymore. I'm still a little skittish around barley.
He was Mr. Carlin. He was everybody's favorite mental patient there, Bob Hartley on the Bob Newhart show. Was it Bob Hartley or was it Dick? He was Dick on Newhart.
Right.
Yeah, because it was always, hey, Bob. So a little Newhart cameo, but that's Jack Riley who played Mr. Carlin.
And who isn't skittish around barley?
I mean, unless it's in liquid form.
Right.
And then one more here.
And you can write to McGruff. Learn how to keep your family and your community safe and help take a bite out of crime.
The guy who gave us McGruff, the crime dog.
Right.
Jack Keel and the voice. Jack Keel, the voice of McGruff, 1922. Jack Riley, by the way, 1935. And they're what? They're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Bob-a-thon, it ain't nothing. Keith Whitley, Tanya Tucker, it's a little too late. Or how about rumor has it, Clay Walker?
Tanya Tucker today.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault.